This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like to apologize
for what?
To absolutely no one.
The two-time champ does absolutely fucking nothing.
Got it. All right, final episode of Moon Knight, episode 6.
Yep.
So this is the final review. We did it. We made it.
We made it.
Review of the episode.
We almost didn't make it, but we made it regardless.
Halfway through, this show is mid.
Yo, why are we even doing this?
Yeah, I'm good to tap out, but you know, I'm happy we did it. You know, obviously it was a goal of ours to get through a series together, and we managed to do it. And you know, I'm pleased. Despite my complaining over the last 2 weeks, probably. It stuck the landing. I can't hate. I really enjoyed the final product. That final episode worked wonders. Obviously, I had my complaints. Like, it weren't perfect, but I really enjoyed what I watched.
Yeah, I agree, man. It wasn't perfect. Like, you're correct with that. But I feel like they did a good job of turning it around and, you know, potentially it being the worst MCU TV show to it being arguably one of the most interesting and one of the most... I'll say most different because, you know, they did so many things differently. They didn't overkill us with MCU stuff. They gave us a full, you know, a full exploration of a new character. Mm. And yeah, the ending was just good because it kind of leaves the door a little bit open to other possibilities. So, yeah, agreed. I would say it was a good ending.
100%. I totally agree. I think my only complaints would be with... what was it that really grinded my gears? Them man fighting, Khonshu and the crocodile. What was that?
Like, man was fighting Killer Croc, bro.
It just gave me that. You know, at the end of Power Rangers, when they
I'm be like, crying. Oh,
we gotta go big.
The Megazords, you're
the
dumb.
Megazord. That's it. It was awkward, but enjoyed the fight scene towards the end. They were really getting busy. Steven obviously had a bit of an upgrade. My man was still in the suit. How can you be dripping and knocking people out? I love it. And then finally enjoyed what else rubbed me the wrong way, actually, before I go and say what else I enjoyed.
I didn't like, well, it's not that I didn't like, but I wasn't a fan of the very last bit where he's fighting and then Jake saves him again and we still didn't get to see what it. Jake That's, was on. Yeah. Like, I want to know what Jake is really on. I know, obviously, he's a madman, but I want to see it first.
Show me, man. Like, I need to see that. Obviously, they're trying to season two bait. Like, yo, this Jake ain't nothing to play with. But I want to see that. Do you know what I mean? He looks like a very intriguing character. He seems like the one out of the three that's the most on smoke. I need it, man.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know how... Is it Steven? Was it Mark?
Because
I keep getting confused. No. So who's the British one?
Steven.
Okay, so I want to know how Mark created Jake. Because, I mean, we find out the story of how he created Steven in order to cope with his situation with his mum. And then, of course, coming back to himself. But I really want to know how he has created Jake.
I think they'll definitely dive into that in season two. There's obviously a season two on the way. At least that seems to be the case with how it ends. So I think they will address that 100%. They have to. because they can't leave us in the dark like that. But there's a lot of other good shouts out to Layla. Like, she really said, I ain't with this country. I'm not being your avatar. I don't care. Like, Jake can die for 1,000 years. It's not happening. Finito. She weren't playing. I like how she stuck to her word. And then obviously she leveled up as well. So that was great to see. I mean, yeah, I was really pleased with how they stuck the landing. I weren't sure if they would, because it didn't seem like they'd have enough time to. But I think to their advantage, they just left a lot of things that could have been viewed as loose ends and just focused on, like, this is how it's going to end, like, take it or leave it. I'm sure there's people out there that weren't maybe satisfied, but yeah, for me, that was the ending that was necessary, especially coming off of episode 5, which for me is still the strongest, but this was a good ending.
Yeah, no, I agree. I wonder what they're going to do, because obviously the contract that Oscar signed was for one property or one series. So, I mean, it looks like it's good. They have to do another one. It's yeah. gone down successfully. People love it. They've left it, you know, with a loose end of Jake being inside the Maybach and Conscious looking dripped out in the back of the back.
That was
so sick. You know, it's there's clearly more to give. So we'll see, man.
My only thing now, like, we've spoken about this at length, is these world-ending events can't keep happening and these men just ain't showing up. Like, are you? How do you know that's being dealt with? You know, like, I just need a little explanation. I don't even mind Sam Wilson, he's on holiday. Like, you know, someone else is going to have to pick this up. Just explain it. There can't be gods coming out like in Eternals and everyone's just like, all right, cool. You man, do your thing. It looks like you've got it. I don't know that.
Yeah, I hear you. It's a valid complaint. I think the only problem is once you do that, it then loses its uniqueness and it being about Moon Knight. It then becomes, you are Moon Knight within the MCU. And we don't always need to be reminded that you are in the MCU. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we know their man are about. We know you're about. But we don't have to always... Like, if all of a sudden Captain America turns up, I'm not going to lie, I'll be jarred. Because I'll be like, all right, man, like, we... You know, this isn't about you. But yeah, you're right. It is quite funny that all these mad things happen and there's not like an utter of a word of Avengers and stuff like that.
They don't show up at all.
But I prefer it that way, honestly, if I'm being honest.
I can see, like, I don't know. It's just one of those things that will, like, grind me as the MCU goes. I don't think it's the be all and end all, but it is just a bit confusing. Like, how can you just ignore
but
this?
But as it grows, it's gonna happen. Like, it's kind of gonna be like that because you know, there's the Avengers aren't the only group. There will eventually be the X-Men. There will eventually be the Fantastic Four. So it's just gonna be one of those things, really.
Yeah, and also, like, if you really think about it, they're no longer dealing with Earth events. They're dealing with like intergalactic events, things that are happening within the universe. You know, different galaxies and so on and so forth. And now we're even going into different realms. So we're going to have, in terms of some heroes dealing with earthly things. And then, of course, you look at Doctor Strange, there's like the spiritual realm. There's a whole different... It goes into like different aspects and different dimensions. So it's just interesting. However, I think they are going to keep doing these miniseries for like worldly events.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There are some heroes here doing something at least, and it's not like who's part of the Avengers, like
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
In line at the deli, I guess.
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's his name? Captain America, the new one. He's not going to be... He's going to be dealing with something in America. And then... You have Thor dealing with aliens.
Yo, to be fair, I get that. Like, they're going to become like, yo, that's Egypt's problem. I don't know. I ain't involved.
yeah.
So, you can sort yourself out.
I heard that. Yeah.
So if that's the way it's going, then if I can have that view, that makes sense totally. Really pleased with it. I think if there's anything, is there anything else to touch on, really? I guess just really looking forward. Got to give Oscar Isaac his praise. That has to happen. He absolutely smashed it in every single man. Episode. He really brought it. He
put it on his back.
For real.
Put that show on his back.
He was acting. Yeah.
Mm.
You didn't know, he didn't need to go that hard. It's the MCU, my guy.
But it shows how much like Star Wars and them other big things let him down, bruv. Like, tell me one good thing he did as Poe, bruv. All he was doing was running around, like looking like he was in a rush.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's all he did. And you'd think a role in Star Wars would change your life, but nope. So, my mum was just being given orders and being told what to do.
You were told.
Yeah, Star Wars is just a lot of running around, though.
Where would you rank Moon Knight in the MC? I say, well, the new shows, I would say. Where would you put it?
I don't know. I need a bit more time with it, but it might be top, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe just second to WandaVision.
Yeah, I'd probably say
second
that.
Second of all.
Oh.
I'd agree. Although WandaVision's ending was a bit meaty, whereas the ending was actually quite good. So yeah, it's probably sure. Second, it's probably second to WandaVision for me. WandaVision's first few episodes were just too brazy for me to knock
this
it off.
Was just if this had two more episodes, I think it could have cleared it just to flesh it out a tiny bit more. But they did the most they could with six. So I'm not mad. I'd rate this a strong 7.5. Very interested to see where they go. I'm invested in the character. So interested to see where they go going forward.
Where would you put it, Iman?
Loki was probably the most enjoyable for me. Then I would say WandaVision. Then there is Captain America. And I'll probably say this one is last. I'm not trying to say that this one's rubbish. Mm. It's just that out of all of them, I could probably say that this is probably... Now, maybe Captain America's last. Because, for me, it was kind of predictable with Captain America. Mm. However, with... this one, I just didn't know anything. So I'll probably say that this is out of all of them.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair analysis. Like, they're very... All of the shows are quite, like, you can put them anywhere. Yeah. And I wouldn't be mad at this point with how people rate them. Like, if someone came to me and said Hawkeye was the one I enjoyed the most, like, I wouldn't agree, but I'd understand it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can see why it was enjoyable. So they're very hard to rate.
Yeah, rank. I agree.
So yeah, I'm interested in where this character goes going forward, and this sort of more, it's not mystic, I'd say, but horror maybe side of the MCU.
Where it goes. But yeah, no, it's been a good journey, guys.
It's been fun. It's been experience. Real.
But yeah, let us know, listeners, if you guys want us to do anything else, any other shows. We're contemplating a couple more. Potentially in the future, maybe Moon Knight season 2. Who knows? Disney.
Who knows?
You know who to call. So, yeah, man.
Love that. All right. Cool. Well, until next time.
Until next time.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.